This is KVNF's Jody Peterson with some news updates. Municipal elections are being held today, April 7th, across the Western Slope. You can drop off your ballot at drop-off boxes in each town until 7 p.m. tonight. The elections are primarily for town council and mayoral positions, and results should be online by tonight. Governor Jared Polis has extended the stay-at-home order for Coloradans through April 26th. The physical distancing measures implemented in recent weeks are helping, reports the governor's office. There's been a 60% reduction in traffic on Colorado roads, meaning that people are cutting down significantly on travel. The number of new COVID-19 cases had been doubling every 1.5 days, and now it's doubling every 6 days, indicating that the spread of coronavirus is beginning to slow. The governor also gave Colorado retailers an extra month to file and pay their sales tax returns. The deadline has been extended to May 20th, and all penalties and interests have been waived. And Polis has extended several other executive orders, an order limiting evictions, foreclosures, and utility disconnections, and expediting unemployment insurance claims, is now in effect till April 30th. Other extended orders include the suspension of elective and non-essential surgeries and medical procedures, the closure of ski areas, the suspension of in-person requirements for notarizing documents, and several others. Nonprofit agencies in Grand Junction that provide food and housing services during the coronavirus outbreak will get some sorely needed grant money. The Grand Junction City Council voted on Monday to provide $500,000 for nonprofit relief. The check will go to the Western Colorado Community Foundation, which will then disperse the funding. Small businesses and nonprofits in West Montrose, Ouray, and San Miguel counties will also be getting some help. The COVID-19 Emergency Micro Grant Program through the First Southwest Community Fund is providing grants to be used to prevent job loss or layoffs and help businesses keep the lights on. 109 rural businesses and nonprofits applied for 8 grants recently. Two of the recipients included Red Rock Performance and Maintenance, an auto repair and auto parts business based in Nucla, and Thornycroft Kitchen, a retail bakery and cafe in Norwood that has changed its business model to deliver meals to homes. Now that so many students and employees are learning remotely and working from home, local internet providers have stepped up to help meet their needs. Internet access is now available to all Montrose County School District staff and students. Elevate, Clear Networks, and Comcast are giving them special deals providing special deals for staff and students who do not already have a subscription. TDS Telecom and Spectrum are also offering Cedar Edge, Hodgkiss, Paonia, and Crawford families who have students in K-12 or college free home internet access for the next 2 months. To further assist students and families during the stay-at-home order, Elevate has upgraded the speed for customers to 1 gigabyte free of charge until at least May 18th. For KVNF News, this is Jody Peterson.